What's going on, everybody? How are you doing out there? This is a very special moment for me because I like to catch people before they get scorching hot and then they get too big to book with me. And I think I got that happening right now with a young lady out of Cincinnati, Ohio, who has a very unique and a refreshing sound to the world of R&B, and I think everybody should listen to it. Her album is called Detoxic, and you definitely should be listening. I got Ms. Jamie Shay. How are you doing, Miss?
I'm doing good. This is the dopest, like, intro.
And we try to do dope intros. It's only right. You know, you're sitting and talking with me, and I appreciate that. So the album is called Detoxic, and that in itself says a lot. But my question is, how does a woman find the courage to write that kind of content in this day and age?
Wow. So I'm not a scared individual. I've never been like that. My music has always been up front and forward. Mm-hmm. My very first single I had was titled Leaning, about a woman's version of a one-night stand. Like, I've always just been that kind of artist. Mm-hmm. I was fresh out of a horrible relationship, so, like, I was fed up. And, you know what? Let me tell y'all what happened, basically. I'm like, no, let me tell y'all the real story. Let me tell you what he really did. And that's really where it came from. You know, I was literally detoxing from my toxic relationship, my toxic situation. And that is where the title came from. That is where the music came from. And it is doing great. And I'm super excited for what's next.
That's awesome. So so since you've detoxified, is there any warning signs or flags that now you look for to be like, this ain't for me?
Are there warnings and signs and flags?
Yeah, like now. Wow. Now since you've
you know what? I'm in a relationship now.
Okay.
With someone who's been my friend for 10, 11 years prior to us deciding to get in a relationship. So I haven't had, like, the opportunity to really be able to, like, be in a situation to be able to pinpoint red flags. Mm-hmm. That's a really difficult question for me to answer. I always tell people that you should never be out of character with someone. Mm-hmm. And I can definitely say that in that past relationship, out of character all the time. I was always angry. I was always upset. I was always crying. I was never happy. But I want everybody else to think that I had, like, the perfect situation. So, you know, I just always, because people ask me that question. They're like, well, how do you know you're in a toxic relationship? I'm just like, well, you are not you. Well, you are not thriving. Well, you are not being the best that you can be. That man is not for you. Mm. So, you know, shout outs to my baby now, though, because, you know, now I'm popping, you know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Even though the pain brought through some great music, it's good that you are in a better space and you have a great personal life. Yes. So even, I'm sure, to enhance your music, of course.
Yes. My next project is a lot more happy and it's very sexy and it's about love and loving yourself and... so I'm super excited about it. It's a completely 180 from Detoxic, for sure.
Wow. Okay. Now, I'm glad you brought up Leaning, because I did hear that even after listening to the project, and I was like, oh, wow, this
oh,
is...
Oh, God.
Like, this perspective is brand new, and I was thinking, man, I got to ask her, how real is that perspective for women? Like, not even just yourself, because obviously if you put it out there, you can't be the only one that feels like that. Like, because we really don't hear about women that basically want to get their nut and bounce. Like, that was crazy. So,
right? You feel me? Yeah. Look, it happened.
It happened. So, like, when the writing process hits for that, like, I mean, did you hear the beat or did you know that, nah, you know, I got to make a song about this moment?
So I actually got the track from music group I was in Los Angeles, California, called VAC Productions, and Dom P. Time, and he sent me this track. And the title of the track was actually Leaning.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I like that. So I actually started Leaning. And at the time, I had just started drinking. You know, I was at my mama's house, so, you know, I was starting to, like, drink on my own. I thought I was grown. But you're actually the first person I've ever told this, because I didn't have a lot of interviews when Leaning was out. I didn't even have my first one-night stand yet. I don't even know where, like, the ideas came from, because I wasn't even out here just hitting and quitting yet. So I think Leaning inspired me to go ahead and start hitting and quitting, because, man, I don't even know where that came from. I'm being honest with you. But it happens. Right. Women do that. I have a lot of friends who are like, man, I just want to fuck, and that's it. I don't want him to call me. I don't want him to text my phone. I mean, we can go get something to eat. You know, we love food.
Right, right.
But, it happens, but we don't talk about it a lot, because this is stereotype, and there's dirt that women cannot do what men do, and, you know, me being the person that I am, I was just like, no, yes I can, and I did it, and I'm going to do it, and that was really the start of my career. I got a lot of notice because of that, because at that particular time, women were not as bold as they are now.
Right, right, true enough. And a message to the fellas out here real quick. Hey, listen, if you come across a situation, be mature enough to handle it. Because if it was on the other, if it was on the reverse, you'd want the same thing. You know? So back to the album, Detoxic. Cudi looks like the coolest party I was never invited to. And I definitely enjoy watching the video. I watched it 3 times because there's just so much going. It's a very fun record, and it's kind of like, I guess it's kind of like the break in the album, where it's like, hey, you know what? I do have a, like you said, the 180 of just this fun and caring side, even though the content, some of the bars in there is very real. Why that concept for that specific video?
So Cudi was really about, it's crazy because it's a really fun record and a lot of people kind of miss the message of it. So, you know, the first line, everyone's favorite line, you only fuck me when you're drunk. And then I only come when I... So I was really writing about how, you know, my man at the time was selfish. And everything was about him. He didn't care if I was happy. He didn't care if I was satisfied. And, you know, but I'm going to do it because I can. I'm going to fuck with you because I can. That's really what it was about. But it became a really fun record, and people overlooked that message, which is fine. I don't care. But I hated that record.
Really?
When I first recorded it.
Wow.
Oh, I despised it. I hated it. Well, oh, my God. Because to me, Cudi is the... there's no writing in Cudi to me. I wrote Cudi in probably like 7 minutes. I feel like it's extremely repetitive. I wasn't happy with it. But, you know, I have a reason, because, you know, I 7 heads are better than one. And I, to my, producer, and he was like, oh, yo, that's fire. He's like, you gotta record it. I recorded it, still thought it was trash.
What?
I had my listening party to help pick the track list. Everybody was like, what? You got to put this on there. You got to put this on there. And I didn't want to. So it was on there, not because of me, because of everybody else. And it is the number one downloaded record on the goddamn album. It's the one that I have to perform everywhere now. It is the one on all the goddamn radio stations. Damn.
Right. Right. Hey, who knew... sexual miscommunication can be a hit record. Who knew?
Right, exactly.
But hey, though, but hey, look, I know you don't say much on the hook, but hey, the hook is fire. Because you have a really nice voice, and the way you just ride the ooh, baby, that's kind of all you need sometimes. Like, it made me want to party. I want to drink and two-step with y'all.
Yes, that's how I was supposed to, yes, that's what
it's
supposed to
do. But let's talk about your other videos, though. Let's talk about, like, the cinematic record and video called Michelle. Let's talk about that. Because I definitely seen that and was like, this is cool. Oh, whoa, she really murked homegirl at the end.
Bro. Everybody does that.
So was that treatment inspired by Pure Rage, or is that just like you're seeing from one of your favorite movies?
So when I thought about the video for Michelle, I thought about how I felt when I found out my man was cheating on me. Mm. You know, I was angry. Oh, I was so angry. And in the beginning, I was really angry at the woman because of who I was, mm-hmm. you know. And I wanted to pop off on her, and I wanted to, you know, have all my anger towards her. And so when I was coming up with the treatment, you know, I was thinking, I'm like, what do women really want that the man is cheating? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, honestly, women want to kill you. Like, yeah. That's what we want to do.
Man.
We can't do it because we'll go to jail. But that is what we really want to do. So I'm like, I'm talking to a friend and I'm telling him he was going to shoot the male part, you know, the male in the video. Uh-huh. But you know, my friend, my graphic designer, Kojo, he was like, nah. He was like, you got to put Michelle in the woods, Justin. And I'm like, yo. Yo. I'm like, yo, I got to shoot her. I got to kidnap her, shoot her. I'm like, and all of these things came in my head. I like everything that I wanted. I'm like, yo. I'm like, I'm going to run up on her in the car. I'm like, I'm going to tie her up. I'm like, yo. He's like, what? Like, I just said, I'm like, no. I'm like, and now it got to be like, I got to tie her up, you know, I got to put her in the car, I got to, what, put her on the knees, execute her. And he's just like, wow, you're crazy. I'm like, I know. And people love crazy, so this is what it's going to be.
Hey, well, look, crazy is definitely the vibe, but again, it's a really good record, though. So, and I like how it's...
Thank you.
You're welcome. I like how it's a slow build. And it is really all about the dude, but you know, the consequences of his actions. Now, look, you're getting your side piece murked, and you know, and unfortunately, that could be a reality.
Right.
And he gotta live with that. He
look
gotta
what
eat
you
that.
Did.
Well, no, that's so. I mean,
so
but
you never know.
Yeah.
Hey. But because y'all know what happened to him.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because it's to be
I
continued.
Didn't see that yet.
Yeah, that's right. So
might be a song called Michael.
Oh, I was gonna say, like, is the to be continued video, like, is the track already on the album and we waiting for that, or is you got like a special bonus single?
I thought
single
about
you
doing
with?
A part two.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm kind of trying to steer away from that. I'm not angry and sad and depressed anymore, so it's kind of like, you know.
That's dope.
Because of. But I don't know. I might.
Hey, you know, hey, listen. Cheers to your happiness. It should be all about what's making you happy at the moment. Skip dude. Skip Michelle. And I mean, great moment. Let's move forward, right? So you're from Cincinnati, Ohio. And
right.
Cincinnati has like great, I guess, R&B lineage. Like as far as legends go, like the Isleys are from Cincinnati. L.A. Reid is from Cincinnati. So, how do you feel following up like that just legacy? I mean, obviously, and oh, I can't forget DJ High Tech. DJ High Tech is also from Cincinnati, Ohio, one of my favorite DJs in the world. Mm-hmm. But even that, just mm-hmm. that pocket of urban music, how do you feel coming behind as like the new generation of that Ohio lineage?
Oh, wow. Well, first, I love Tech. I met him numerous times.
Nice.
Been to his studio. I have like personal conversations with him just about like, you know, my music. And he is an amazing person. He's given me so much advice and he's really, really awesome. So shout out to Tech. And I always have this joke every time I see him. I'm like, hi, Tech. And he's just like, okay. You know, it's like a pun intended, you know, hi, okay, whatever, but yeah.
Right.
I always, I'm a super competitive and very, like, I want to be number one, and I hate to disappoint, and, you know, coming after legends like that, it just makes me work harder, you know, it just makes me grind, and it just, one lets me know that it's possible, you know, and it's just a motivating factor. You know, I have so many things around me that are super duper motivating, and those are just one of them. It's funny you mentioned that because the studio that I record at actually has those photos of those people.
Oh, wow.
Our studio. And so every time I go to the studio, I see pictures. So, you know. And then I'm on the board. There's a board in our studio that says who's next, and I have a plaque up there. So that's a little motivating too.
Nice.
So
that's what's up. So you mentioned competitive nature, and two other people also from Cincinnati, or at least born in Cincinnati for sure, Cat Williams and Adrian Broner. So like just fighting spirit, mm-hmm. like. Cat obviously fights to be the best comedian in the world. Adrian Broner fighting to be the best boxer in the world. And now Jamie Shea is saying she's competing and fighting to be the best R&B singer in the world. Like, is that just the fabric that comes from being from Cincinnati?
So I'm actually from Los Angeles, California.
Oh, okay.
So I am going to, my ambition and my drive and my grind, I get from being in the city that I was raised in, which is that big, gigantic city, LA. It's a lot of competition.
Yeah.
So I don't want to ever knock Cincinnati, Ohio, because this is where I started my career. But, you know, how I operate, how I move, you know, how I deal with certain situations, my mindset, you know, that's all from being a city girl. But and so I definitely can say that there are people here with this. It's rare to come across, but when you find the person who does have it, are usually the most successful person. Mm-hmm. And you know, the city has great resources and, you know, great people to link with and network with. I just think sometimes people, they get a little comfortable in Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio, is pretty small. Not a lot of competition, so I think people just kind of get a little be staying here for too much longer. I'm in the process of getting everything together so I can leave within the next 2 years.
Ah, so 25. Is it back to LA?
It was either going to be Los Angeles or Atlanta.
Okay, makes sense. I mean, that if you really want to get your R&B popping, those are two great cities to be.
Yes. I agree.
So, if you don't mind me asking, what influences LA moving to Cincinnati?
It wasn't really anything that influenced. I have family out here. My mother actually lives out here. My father lives in Los Angeles.
Ah, okay.
My mom lives out here. I moved out here after I graduated. I was supposed to stay and just work for a little bit and go back to school in California. I ended up getting stuck, getting comfortable, getting pregnant, and then I just ended up staying.
Okay. Hey, but you've managed to still follow your dreams and still persevere and maintain in spite of all of that, which actually brings me to my next question. How is it being a mother maneuvering in the music and entertainment industry?
That is, it's not easy at all. I don't even know if you heard me. My son just came out of his room to use the bathroom, and I'm like mouthing to him, like, be quiet. He's like, can I have a hug? I'm like, no. I'm like, be quiet. Go back in your room. But my son, his name, he is my number one fan. He knows all of my music, and he is definitely my, like, for sure. You know, everything I do, why I do it, is because of him. Better life for him. And I want him to, you know, and he's three, and when he actually starts to go on, I want him to remember that he's always had an amazing life. That I do. Sometimes it gets difficult. You know, have the surprise people being able to watch him. I mean, they just come to studio sessions because I don't have anyone. You know, sometimes you have to put babysitters in the budget show because I have to pay a babysitter.
Right.
But, you know, that's all part of icing now. So, when he gets on, he gets set to go.
Hey, that's awesome, though. I think that part of your story, I think, is the most compelling because we see a lot of mothers every day, whether they have one child or five children, they always feel that their dreams have to be on hold or they can't do as much as they could do without the children. But you are a shining example of somebody prospering doing both. You're balancing your music career as an artist, and you're balancing family and home and your child, and that's commendable.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
So 2018 is already over for artists and creators. I already know this. So let me know, what is Jamie Shea's 2019 primary goal?
My 2019 primary goal is to drop two projects.
Okay.
That's my main goal. Yes, and to create another buzz in a larger city.
Nice.
That is, those are my goals right there.
Awesome. So to help you out with that buzz, please tell everybody where they can find you, find your projects, and stay in touch with Jamie Shea.
So everything is Jamie Shea, Jaymeshaye. Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, YouTube, everything is Jamie Shea. So you can find me everywhere as far as my music. It's iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, wherever you stream music, Detoxic is there. So download it, listen to it, let me know what you think.
Absolutely, y'all. Make sure y'all do that. Again, Detoxic is out right now. It's on all your favorite streaming providers. She even got CDs if you really want one personally from her. I seen it on the Instagram. It's real. So do that. Go cop it. And thank you, Jamie, for sitting with us. And we appreciate it. And everybody, remember, life is a culmination of good and bad decisions you make. So please don't have unprotected sex with someone you hate. All right? It's Cam Quotes with Jamie Shea, and we are out.
Facts.